Well, this morning we're continuing a series that we started 3 weeks ago on the Holy Spirit, I'll just give us a quick review where we're at for this morning. This morning's message is called One Body, One Spirit. We'll be looking at 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 27, but I just want to look at where we've been so far. So 3 weeks ago, John Ault started a series, Who is the Holy Spirit? Giving us a really cool two testimonies from his life and also from Jane's life, and then just biblically looking at who is the Holy Spirit. If you look at the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, who's the Holy Spirit and what difference does the Holy Spirit make in our lives? Last week, Dave Coles shared a message on making disciples, and love the practical nature of it, going out and making disciples of all nations, every ethnic group, until every single ethnic group has heard about Jesus. I don't know about you, but I've been really, really blessed by the Cole sharing and the Belinek sharing. Have you guys been blessed? Seen what's going on? Yeah. I find sometimes for myself, I can focus on like one thing, like small, but obviously God's doing wonderful things all across the globe. And it's great to be able to celebrate that and be able to pray. And Lord Jesus, would you come and move here in Potsdam, in India, all around the world. Dave Coles asked a question last week, which I thought was great. He was asking, asking how are we growing, in obeying Christ, taking just small steps of faith, as you're reading the Bible or praying. Lord, what's one thing, maybe it's a verse or a scripture verse, what's one thing I'm trying to apply this week or apply today? And in a moment, I'm going to have an opportunity, if maybe there's one or two of you that would want to give a really concise, short, just kind of a testimony or story, just sharing what's one small or maybe big way you've grown this week. I think it's a great way to hear the Word of God, but then also be active in doing the Word of God. So think about that. We'll get to that in just a moment. This message is one body, one spirit. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to do what God's called us to do. That definitely includes making disciples, but we also want to do it in a way that just acknowledges and puts Christ first, caring well for one another, and using the gifts that God's given us for his glory. And we'll be looking at some of those gifts later in this message. So I wanted to give an opportunity. I know it's just a couple seconds. Has anyone have maybe something on your heart? Maybe there's a way that you've taken maybe a little step or maybe what you consider a big step, just growing in Christ this week, and you would just be like, yeah, I just love to share a little way of how I grew this week as well, a way to encourage one another. Anyone have an example like that, just a way of stepping forward in obedience to Christ as you've been reading Scripture that you might want to share? Don't raise your hand all at once, okay? As you're thinking about that, I'll share one for me, and then maybe we can have one other. Something that I've been growing in, I just recently moved into a house on Saturday, so I've been really busy with a lot of cool projects, and I felt like the Lord was speaking to me, you just got to slow down, Jim. Like, you got to take some space still and spend time with me. And that was my little growing step for this week, was intentionally, it felt completely counterproductive in my mind to pull away and spend some substantial time just being still before God when everything wanted me to keep moving. So that was a little growing moment for me of, Lord, I want to honor you. Even when I see a lot of things I really want to do, I want to slow down and spend time with you. So that was my growth thing, story. Anyone else? One way? I'm hoping we have at least one way we're growing. That's our vision statement, growing together towards maturity in Christ. Yeah, Aaron. Awesome. Thanks, Aaron. Anyone else need to receive that right now this morning? Yeah, that's why it's fun to share, because it's like, oh yeah, I want to grow that way, just like Aaron was sharing. Thanks. I'm sure there's other ways too. Feel free. I encourage you, if you came with a friend or family, encourage one another. Share how you've been growing this week or ways that you want to be growing. Yeah, right over here.
I helped somebody
Okay.
So in the last 6 months, I didn't know this young person lost her brother. I just found out.
Okay.
And I've been helping her, and I didn't realize I was just being me. So she came and she started riding, and her face would light up. And I never put it into words. I did put it into words one day. I said to her friend, I said, she feels like a hug.
Mm. Okay.
So even though you don't know you're helping somebody, try to be the best person you can.
Yeah. For sure. Awesome. Helping someone who's grieving and going through a loss of a family member. Great. I'm sure there's more. I encourage you to share with each other afterwards. For time, we'll keep moving forward. So I want to talk about one body, one spirit. Specifically, if we look in the Bible and in the book of Corinthians, where Apostle Paul's writing to the church at Corinth, this encouragement that as there's many of us gathering, and if you know Christ, you're part of God's body. We're one body. We're supposed to be one body. And there's one spirit who gives these gifts. And you can look in 1 Corinthians 12. I'm actually going to encourage you at the end of the message to review that this week. Ask the Lord to speak to you. Maybe there's some gifts that God wants to highlight. But I have a cool example. We had the summer festival, as Scott was alluding to earlier. And yesterday, a neat example of just working together using gifts. And I shared this last night at what we call our network class, which is actually a class designed to help those who want to grow closer to Jesus know the giftings that God's given them. And we'll be offering this again in the fall. And so for those in network, this might sound a little similar because it is. So let's look at just an example here. So we had a little alpha booth right over here. This is Glenn. Sharing with a lady right here. We're inviting people to Alpha. If you're not aware what Alpha is, it's a great place to build friendships, have a meal, and most importantly, learn more about Jesus and the difference he makes, and a place where you can ask questions, be able to have a place to be respectfully heard. So if you're here and you don't know anything about Alpha, and you're like, hey, I'd like to learn more about that, it starts August 29th. I'd love to tell you more about Alpha. So we're on the sidewalk right here, just talking, asking some questions. And yesterday, we did this on Thursday and Saturday. So Thursday, things were slower in the summer festival, so people would be stopping by. But Saturday, it was such a beautiful day, and people were just kind of zooming all around. And so I remember being there, and I was trying to just share and just have some opportunity to talk with people coming by. And I just kind of felt like I wasn't really getting too much traction. Some good conversations, some invites here and there, but not getting a lot of traction. And then Glenn's wife, Beverly, came, and she was also at the booth and just visiting. And I was thinking in my head, I kind of said it passingly, maybe more of a joke, but maybe it's more of I just needed to ask. But I know Beverly has the gifting of intercession. She just loves to pray and cover things in prayer. And so I was thinking, wow, I really feel like God's giving me the gift of evangelism, which is just sharing the good news with people. And I was like, I'm not gaining a lot of traction. So I was like, well, Beverly, it'd be cool if you like could pray. You know, you have this gifting. I worded it that way too. And we were just kind of laughing, and she walked away. And so this lady comes up, and we start talking, and we ended up having like a really good conversation. She starts opening up about stuff. We're talking, explaining the Alpha. Hey, would you like to come to this? I think I would. Would you like to sign up? Sure, I would. Just a really good connection and just getting to build relationships with people in the community. And she walks away, and then Beverly walks over. I didn't realize she was nearby, but she's like, oh, that was so cool. She's like, I got to see the whole conversation. She's like, I was praying for you the entire time you were speaking with that lady. And I was like, aha, because in my mind, I'm like, why did that go so well, right? I've been doing this for like an hour and 45 minutes so far, and I'm like, I've not had an interaction like this. And some might say, oh, that's a coincidence, but I really believe that God works because, you know, when we pray, he's working on our behalf. And so as Beverly was activating her gift, I was aware of that gifting and asking her, can you help me? As I'm sharing, would you pray that heart would be open to receive? And I think that's a really cool picture, I think, of what God wants here in a broader perspective for the body of Christ, that we would know our giftings in Christ. We also would know each other's giftings that the Holy Spirit gives. And that way we can glorify God together. We can build one another up. And we can go reach more people for Jesus. Sound good? Amen. Sweet. That's like the whole message. So we'll just talk about it a little bit more. So let's look at some scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 12. And I'll encourage you to go back this week and read just the whole chapter, because the first part of it and the last portion deal with some specific spiritual gifts. And if you're not aware of that, it's a good way to learn. But for some, it might be a way to receive from the Holy Spirit this week, something that God wants to show you with a purpose. So let's look at the scripture together. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 12. For just as the body is one, as many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of hearing? Where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, or sorry, an eye, if the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. I'm just going to read that one more time. But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Let's take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. And God, I pray that you would just speak life to us, challenge us, grow us, help us, Lord, to receive. I know you want to speak to us, Lord, so just help us to hear from you and apply what you're showing us today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So yeah, we're just going to go over a couple things briefly. We'll do that. All right, so these are the main things we're focused on. One body, one spirit. In the first couple of verses. As I was thinking about this, I was thinking for those who play sports, I think of team sports, not like golfing where you're just kind of doing everything yourself. But team sports, when you're playing, they have a variety of skill sets, but one team. If you have an offensive players or defense or mid or goalie, depending on what kind of team you're playing on, everyone has different skill sets, and that's really good. But you're one team. Or if you're into music, you think of like an orchestra. And I used to go to a lot of orchestras when I was younger with my mom. And I just love seeing all the different musicians playing. And there's a big drum. Someone probably can help me out with this. There's like a big drum that looks like this. Is that called a timpani drum? Okay, thanks. I didn't want to just call out something, not knowing what I was doing. But anyways, I've never seen like just a bunch of people in orchestra playing, and you see all the violins going, the piano, the pianist is just playing away. And then this guy just like holding like these two big like looking drumsticks over this like what looks like a big kettle and like never hitting it until like one random time during the whole song. And I'm like, man, what a waste of time, right? It's like you could, I don't know, be doing something else, right? But just because, you know, typically the drum is right there isn't necessarily playing the whole time. It's still an important part of that song. It's still an important part of the piece. And the body of Christ, we all have different giftings, different skill sets, personalities, things that the Lord has given us. And some of them are much more upfront and more apparent and very visible. Other ones are behind the scenes. And that's okay. That's actually great. God designed it that way. I remember being a part of a church in New Hampshire. I really appreciated the pastor there who would oftentimes highlight and just bestow honor on, they had a full-time custodian, pretty big complex, and would just honor someone that you would barely see at all, but would be working all week, being intentional to say, hey, I really appreciate how this person is serving behind the scenes with their gift set and bringing honor to maybe those behind the scenes. But with an orchestra or sports team, or here we have the body of Christ, we're supposed to be one family, one body specifically for the glory of God. It would be filled with God's spirit and with his giftings. And you can see that in the first couple of verses, in verses 1 to 11, but also at the end of the chapter. So just a couple quick warnings. So one body, that's the big stressor right here Paul's making. But there's some warnings or some encouragements if you take it the other way. Maybe there's some that were in the church at Corinth that were feeling like, well, maybe my gifting or what I have isn't as important as someone else's gifting. So maybe, you know, I'm not that important. And Paul's using the example of a body and the hand and the eye and the foot and everything. And maybe some this morning you could relate with that. Maybe you feel like, I just like the way I serve. Or maybe you know your spiritual giftings. Or maybe you just kind of put yourself in a place that you want to disclude yourself from being part of body ministry, of kingdom ministry together. It's great to gather during the week, but maybe you're thinking, I don't want to do anything with anyone during the week because who am I? Maybe looking down on yourself instead of getting God's perspective of how he looks at you. Sometimes we have to have a realigning of perspective. But there's also another warning. Sometimes we want to remove others. And Paul's writing to those who maybe because they have a certain gift that's more upfront or seems more presentable or honorable, it's like, oh, I'm just awesome. You know, I'm amazing. As if maybe for our case or whatever, say someone's speaking like me or up here, it's like, oh, those must be better giftings if you're up front. But if you're behind, you know, preparing communion or helping serve in the nursery, maybe those are left giftings. And that's not the case. All the different giftings are given by the Lord and they're for his glory. And so it really hits on the pride issue of maybe elevating self while putting others down. I read a verse twice that talked about how in verse 18, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. And if you know Christ, you're part of God, you're part of Christ's body. And so my question would be, what gifts has God given you to build up the body? Maybe some of you know that, and maybe you're using them, and that's wonderful. Keep doing that. Maybe others, you don't know that. And you're just like, I would love to learn more. I would love to talk with you. Maybe you got a mature friend in Christ who would love to talk to you about those spiritual giftings. And maybe for some, you're just like, I know the giftings, but maybe if you ever play, sports I think of, you know, maybe you just benched yourself with your gift. You're like, I have these giftings and I used to be so active, you know, 10, 20 years ago, but now I don't really do anything. I kind of just show up and leave. It's never too late to start using your giftings. And I would encourage you, if you want to reach more people together and make a bigger kingdom impact in the North Country and the world, all in. We need to be all in together, encouraging one another, building each other up, honoring each other, humbly serving each other, all in. Don't exclude yourself. Don't exclude others. We're one body in Christ. Amen? One body for his glory. So, yeah, I'm going to wrap up this real quick, actually. This is pretty short, but I want to save a little bit more time for the worship. So, here's a big list that might be a lot all at once, but here you go. Here's 23 spiritual gifts that we've taken from our network course. If you want to, just for, probably for simplicity, because we don't have a lot of time, 1 Corinthians 12, that first, and then there's like a bunch of them there in the second. If you just want to read that chapter this week, maybe you know that chapter, or maybe you haven't read it. If you don't have a Bible, there's Bibles in the chairs in front of you. You can take one home and read it. We love to have that be given to you as a gift. But here's just a bunch of different gifts that are included, and I took this from our network course on Saturday nights. It's kind of neat to see that there's a variety of different kind of giftings that the Holy Spirit gives. And if we had more time, we probably could go through this and maybe even highlight some others in here. Maybe as you're looking at this list, you might be able to think of like another brother or sister in Christ. You're like, oh yeah, they excel at this certain gifting. Or maybe you look at this and you're like, oh, I have that gifting. Or maybe, Lord, that's something that you want to put on my heart. But I would encourage you for this week, read 1 Corinthians 12, and you can just ask the Lord, Lord, how would you want to speak to me through this scripture and how can I apply it today? So as I wrap up, I know it's a quick message. A couple of thoughts. If you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're part of the body of Christ. So it's not like an if. You are if you know Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you're here and you're new and you're just exploring, who is God? I don't really know much about church. All this stuff is kind of new to me. We are so glad that you're here. And I want to let you know that God loves you so much. He created you on purpose, for a purpose. And man, does he want to have a relationship with you. You can mess up or make bumps along the way. The Bible says actually all of us have messed up, fallen short of the glory of God. But he sent Jesus down to die for you on a cross. It's the best message. It's called the good news. And if you want to know more about that, you're like, yeah, I would love to have a relationship with Jesus. Or I'd like to talk more about that. I'd love to talk more with you after the service. I'll actually be right up here. But for those who know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, part of the body of Christ, I encourage you to know your giftings. Ask the Lord, God, what purpose do you have me in the season of life? Because sometimes we get different giftings, and John alluded to that 2 weeks ago, that oftentimes we'll get giftings associated to what God's calling us to do. Ask the Lord, Lord, what at this season of life have you gifted me with? I would encourage you, if you want to go in the fall network class, you can do that. But the really cool thing is, you also can talk to other men and women who really love Jesus that can pray with you, and you can find out what your spiritual giftings are even ahead of time. But you can still come to the class. We're just saying, if you really want to know, God, I believe, isn't wanting to withhold giftings if we're open to receive. But talk with a friend, talk with one of the pastors here, one of the leaders. We'd love to talk to you more about this. And I would encourage you to use your gift. If you put it on the side and you haven't been using your giftings and you're just kind of pulling yourself away, I would encourage you, I don't know the reason for that, but the Lord does. I encourage you to consider, God, if there's something you've been given, to be a good steward of it. Not to go bury it away and just be like, oh, you know, when the master comes back, I'm not going to use, you know, what he's given me. But really to be thinking, hey, Lord, how can I be using this for your glory? I just get this beautiful picture of all of us united in Christ, bonded in Christ's love, using our gifts to edify one another, to be able to be kind of like but the body of Christ, like a large person made of a bunch of people, like on planet Earth, sharing Jesus with people. There's a song that's like, it goes, I want to be your hands, I want to be your feet, I'll go where you send me. I don't know if you know that song. Go where you send me, be your hands, and be your feet. And I always thought that was interesting. I'm like, well, that's not a lot of body parts going all over the place, right? But the idea is that you'll be going out and making a difference, whether it's right here in Potsdam or Canton in the North Country, or maybe the Lord's been impressing on some, which would be really cool, and I think probably in a size group that could happen. The Lord's putting in your heart a country or an ethnic group that you just feel like there's a nation I think the Lord wants me to go to. So glad that the Coles here and the Bellinex would be awesome to see others. If God's put it on your heart, hey, go for it. Go to the nations. Bring Jesus until every single ethnic group has heard of our Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. Just want to close in prayer as Scott will be coming to introduce communion. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are awesome. God, we thank you that, Lord, you are the one who redeems broken lives. Thank you for redeeming my life. God, thank you for redeeming those who have been able to receive that free gift. And God, I pray that we would be united in your love with a singular focus, God, on glorifying you and making you known all across this globe. Lord, speak to us, God, during the rest of the service, God. Help us to hear from you during the week. Lord, I really just get this feeling and sense really strong that you just want to share some wonderful insights with us this week if we'll just pull away with you. So God, help us, Lord, just to make time to hear. It's not an if you want to talk, but Lord, will we pick up the line and listen to you? So God, I just pray that you help us just slowly slow down our schedules, God, hear from you, God, and share with others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.